darkness tries to hide, it trembles at his voice, it trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! Is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
You may be seated. Well, good morning. It is great to see all of you out and about this morning. We've got a lot of our regular folks still traveling for Christmas. I know we've got some that are coming down from Minnesota. We've got some that are down in Alabama. So we've got folks spread out. So hopefully they had a good Christmas, and hopefully they've been safe in their travels and can come back to us after the new year. We have also got some that are vacationing and out sick this morning. Pastor is supposed to be on vacation this morning, but is actually at home sick. So be in prayer that he gets to feeling better and can get healthy. How many of you got lumps of coal in your stocking? Well, I see one hand, so hopefully that means the rest of you were good this past year, and hopefully can remain good throughout this coming next year. I know Tuesday night is New Year's Eve, so Monday's New Year's. How many of you have already got some of your resolutions that you're going to be doing for the new year picked out, and then in a couple months you'll drop them again? And I know it seems every year it's like, all right, we're going
to... Are you asking if we have them picked out, or are you asking if we're getting ready to drop them?
Both.
Oh.
I know it seems like every year we're gonna spend more time with our kids, we're going to exercise more, and at least the exercise part for me has kind of fallen away. So anyway, it is so good to see you. We've got a lot of visitors here this morning. We want to say good morning to you and welcome. Please, please, please make yourselves at home this morning. You guys are our family this morning, so welcome this morning. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to your bulletins. I've got some changes that we need to make that are listed in. First one being Scott Raper is in Alabama, as I had mentioned earlier. So there will be no building and grounds meeting directly following service. Then tonight, there will be no quizzing for the younger kids. That has been canceled. But tonight, we do have David Smart with us tonight. He was here probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 years ago. He is a very, very good acoustic guitarist. So plan on being here tonight to hear him. We will be taking up a love offering for him. That is at 6 o'clock tonight. If you have a newsletter item that you normally put in the monthly newsletter, those are also due in this evening. And as I said earlier, Tuesday is New Year's Eve. The teens will be having a lock-in here at the church. If you have a teen that is going to be participating Tuesday night, they need to be here at the church at 5:30. From 6 to 9, they are going to be going to Incredible Pizza. And then at 9 o'clock through 6 a.m., they will be here at the church. So they do need to have money turned in to Cody by Tuesday evening for that event. Wednesday is New Year's. We have canceled our service for Wednesday night. That way you can spend the holiday with family. This Saturday is a teen quiz meet in Ava. If you guys need any more information from that, you can probably see John and Cody, and they can help you out with that. There was supposed to be books and brunch this coming Saturday for our first through sixth graders, but that has been canceled. Pastor Jill's husband, Carrie's father, passed away this past week, so she will have to be traveling this week, so she will be out of town for that. But other than that, look to your bulletin for times and schedules of upcoming events through the new year, and they will be listed in the bulletin. That is all the announcements that I have. But if you would, go ahead and stand up. We're going to head into our greeting time. As I said, we have a lot of visitors this morning. So find someone that you may or may not recognize this morning and shake one another's hand this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody, and it looks like everybody's had a good Christmas, and I hope that's the case for you. I want you to be sure and check out this card on our mission board. We got a Christmas card from one of our sponsored children. This is by Poole. Card. He did not do this artwork, but one of the other children who's in the sponsorship program did. And so be sure and check this out. It's very colorful. And he just wrote in here, I don't know if he did the inside picture, but he just says, wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2014. But this is just one of our kids, so I'll have it on the bulletin board and take time to look at it and check it all out. Remember, we have two, I think the little girl's name is it Amelia? Something, and then we have, what is it? Letitia, okay, and by pool. So we appreciate you praying for him.
How many of you ate too much for Christmas? Some of you are storing to me. You didn't raise your hands. We're glad you're here this morning. Trust that God will bless you in a special way and that you will be touched by God's presence. You know, church and the services we have at our church are so important in your relationship to God. And whether you shook anybody's hand or not, be sure you meet with the Lord this morning. Allow Him to speak to your heart and to your life. I'd like to have our ushers come at this time to receive our weekly tithes and offerings. Bob, would you come and ask God's blessings on our offering?
Grace, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day. Thank you for this service here this morning. Bless each and every one here. Thank you for our visitors. And ask you would bless this offering now and pray that we go for thy intended use. We'll ask these things in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide its face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is God. In my hands, no price I bring.
many that are ill and are not able to be with us. One of our families, the Kistler family, has had a death. Carrie's father passed away very suddenly this week. And as a consequence, he is absent, and they are going to Indiana for that funeral service. Ted, who usually takes care of our sound system, we want to express our appreciation to Steve for taking care of that this morning, is in the hospital in Bolivar. He had surgery on his knee and developed an infection, so he's back in the hospital this morning. Remember to pray for him. Randy Gilmore is still in the battle with cancer. He's taking chemo and radiation therapy. We need to remember him. There may be others that I've missed this morning. That Pastor Gary is off on vacation, but he is also down with the cold, so we need to remember him in prayer today. Pardon me? Rhonda Mead's mother fell and broke her arm this week, so they are not with us today either. Anyone else? Don't want to leave anyone out. And as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer today, during this song, if you'd like to pray around the altar, have something special on your heart and mind, the altar is open.
All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Give her a burden
he cannot bear.
Never a
together for our prayer time. Thankful for all the visitors that are here today, and want you to feel welcome, comfortable as we approach the throne of God. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this Lord's Day, and we think about all of the blessings that have come our way, think about the blessed Christmas Day that we just celebrated. And Lord, as we look forward to a New Year's celebration, we want to be found praising your name and lifting up Jesus Christ, lifting up his name. And Father, as we pray today, we pray for those souls that do not know you. We pray, Lord, that we would take our place in pointing them to Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to be loving, caring people of God. May we be never caught up in ourselves to the point of where we cannot point people to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The kingdom of God, it's made up of born-again souls. Oh God, lay the burden upon our hearts and lives for people that are lost in this new year. Lord, we would remember those that are ill today and lift them up in prayer and bring them before the throne of mercy and grace. And we've enumerated them. And Father, it just seems like there's so many that are not able to be with us today because of illness. We pray for the healing hand of God upon their hearts and upon their lives, and that you would speak to them in a way and lay your hand upon them in a way that they will know that God has had a hand and touched them in healing them and restoring their health. And then, Lord, we would remember this service. This is a service when we celebrate the reality of God, the truth of your word. And Lord, may this day be filled with that promise of you and your word not going forth empty. Lord, in this quiet time of prayer, we want to invite you to come to be a part of what is taking place here today. Bless, we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I hope that each and every one of you enjoyed Christmas, sharing time with your family and with friends, and here at church with the special services we've had. But Janet and I would like to end this Christmas season, I suppose, with a special song for someone that's special to us.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn, and into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawn,
glory dawn.
For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Star of Bethlehem, shine on. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Shine on, shine on, shine on.
Thank you for that beautiful song. My voice the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks has been kind of funny. Sometimes it's funnier than it is at other times. I'll be talking along and all of a sudden it'll just go down. So I brought a glass of water, and if you see me drinking a little water up here, well, you'll know that I'm having a scratchy throat. I talked to Pastor this morning, and he sounded like he'd been eating gravel. So both of us are kind of in the same category, I guess, today. Just finished a beautiful Christmas season. I hope God blessed you in just an extra special way this Christmas season. I hope that your family, pray that the time you were able to spend with your family was a blessed event. Now we're looking forward to what? The New Year's. Some of us that are a little older may not be looking as forward to the New Year as some of you that are younger. But what a time to think about what God has done and what God wants to do in the upcoming year. You believe God's got something special for you in this year 2014? How many believe God wants to do something special in your life in 2014? How many of you believe that God wants to do something special in the church in 2014? Good. How many of us realize that we are imperfect and that we need God's help? The young people all held their hands up back over in the corner. All of you adults are perfect. We got to spend some time with our great-granddaughter this week. And had a roll of paper towels sitting in front of her. She eats a little messy for a two-year-old. Sometimes she uses her spoon, and sometimes she uses her plate, and sometimes she uses her hands. All the time she uses her face. You can tell what she's been eating because it's kind of around her face and mouth. But we were sitting at the table and preparing to eat, and Ruth reached over and tore off a paper towel to give to her. And as happens with paper towels that are not perfect, a corner tore off of it. And Bella looked at her great-grandmother and said, "It's broke." And wouldn't take it. She had to have one that had all of the corners on it before she would go ahead. And you know, when I think about Christians and I think about what God wants to do with us, sometimes the corners are kind of broken off and we're not really perfect. We need God's help and we need God's direction. I'm going to try to read to you a story about a fellow named Elijah today and share with you some thoughts from his life. Found in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. Going to begin reading with verse 1. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that the Lord... He prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat."
He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. I think I had a meal similar to that. I ate enough on a couple of those days to have done me 40 days and 40 nights probably. But God is speaking to his people, and Elijah had just done a miraculous thing. He had defeated all of the prophets of Baal, 450 of them. He was a mighty man of God. He had prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3.5 years, and not only did it not rain, but there was no dew even on the grass. Can you think of how dry that was? He prayed again, and it did rain. He warned all the people. He denounced the worship of Baal. And those 450 prophets that Jezebel evidently had hand-selected were part of his coming to the forefront to show the mighty power and the supernatural strength that God had given to him. Not only that, he outran the king's chariot for 18 miles. From the mountain to the city of Jezreel. Can you think of that? A guy that could outrun a horse and a chariot for that far? That took a lot of strength. The other night, we were at our daughter's, and a possum was eating the cat food. The possum sometimes has taken exception to the cats and tried to eat some of them. And I caught him on the porch, and I grabbed a shovel, and I ran after that possum, and I ran about as far as from here to that front pew, slung the shovel at him, missed, and I fell. So I couldn't run 18 miles. But this guy had done the things of God and was an exceptional person. And yet, he had a weakness. He was afraid of Jezebel when she said she was going to kill him. He was scared. He was afraid. And God's got some things he wants us to do in this new year. The devil's on the job. He wants to keep us from doing them. And we can either be discouraged, we can despair, or we can go forward with what God wants us to do. In the 46th Psalm and the 10th verse, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The thing I want to point your attention to this morning is, be still and know that I am God. And I think Elijah had to take some time out from all of the activities that he was involved in and from all that was taking place in his life and be still before God so that God could show him the way. And I'm going to share some other thoughts with you here in just a moment about what God said to him after he came out of the cave. Told him to go back the way he had come. And I wonder today, do we need to go back the way we came and remember the time when God came into our hearts and our lives and how real he was and how powerful he was? Or we're going to talk about some other things here that took place, but instead of Elijah getting a reward from his stand against idolatry, there was a threat on his life. Satan wants to make us feel like we need to flee, we need to run, we don't need to stand our ground. He took a journey. He was so discouraged, he said, "I've had enough, Lord, take my life." Anybody faced any discouraging things in this last year of 2013? Ever thought about being discouraged and how difficult it is? Well, I haven't thought about going to the Lord and said, "Lord, I'm so discouraged, I want you to take my life." I think we have things to do. I think the church has a responsibility to the world to give Jesus Christ to those who do not know him. But there comes a time when every one of us need to have a rest. A rest and a refreshing time to draw close to God. I believe Elijah needed a rest. He needed food. I told you the things he had done, and he stood on that mountaintop with all those prophets of Baal, and they had cried out until noontime, and he said, "Hey, what are you prophets doing here? Maybe your God doesn't hear you. Maybe he's asleep." I guess we had call that trash talking in today's world. Elijah trash talked the prophets of Baal there on that mountain. Said, "Maybe your God's doing something else. Maybe he's concerned with something else." And as the day went on, they cut themselves with their swords and spears because they felt like their God was not hearing them. Oh, it was an active time. And he needed to be restored. He needed restoration. He needed food. And the great thing about this whole story is that God supplied all of Elijah's needs. Can you imagine laying under a tree without having made any provision for anything to drink or to eat, and suddenly the angel of the Lord taps you on the foot and says, "Hey, wake up. You need to eat. You need to drink." Our God is great at restoring people who have used all of their energy. He's great at restoring those who need a touch from heaven. Then this second time, after he went back to sleep, after having drank the water and eat, it says the angel of the Lord touched him a second time. It was as if God was saying, "Hey, Jezebel isn't in control. I am. I am." And so we see here that he traveled 40 days to Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai. Elijah was ready for a quiet time with God. He's now on the mount where Moses received the Ten Commandments. God touched Moses on that mountaintop. Do you remember the story when Moses came down from meeting with God? He had to hang a veil over his face because God's presence was so strong that his face glowed. I've got a Timex watch. Push a little button on the side of it, and even in the middle of the night, it glows to tell me what time it is. Got great big letters on it. I'm nearsighted, so I can see those large numbers and letters. And when I touch that watch and see that light, I know exactly what time it is. God on that mountain of Sinai touched Moses. Moses knew that he had been in the presence of God. He knew exactly where he stood. And now Elijah is on that same mountain. And God is here. It's so important, I think, that we realize that as we head toward the year, the new year of 2014, that we recognize God's here. And God wants to touch us. God wants us to spend some time with Him. We need some quiet time with our Creator for restoration and help. Jesus went to the wilderness to receive inner strength. The Spirit led Him there. And do you remember what happened after Jesus had met with His Father and spent some time with Him? This is reading from Luke, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. And then the devil came to him to tempt him, said, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." Satan took him through several different times of temptation. The devil took him up to a high place and showed him all of the world, all of the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I'll give you all of this. You can have authority over all of it, the splendor and all of the things that are involved here." And Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil led him to Jerusalem, had him stand on the highest point of the temple. He said, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot on a stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this temptation, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus spent his time with his Heavenly Father for restoration and help and direction. And Satan wasn't far behind. You think you're going to face temptation in 2014? You think there's going to be some difficult times in 2014 in your life and in mine? I'll guarantee you, Satan will be there to fight against you and to tempt you and try to get you to forget about your promises and the life that you have decided to live for God. God knows our frame. He took care of Elijah when he needed food and when he needed rest. He did it because he needed a place to be restored and receive spiritual strength. What would happen in the church if every Christian, every born-again believer stopped? And said, "I'm taking this quiet time to recognize who God is." Being unhurried in God's presence, reading His Word. You think about the prophets of old. You think about the Son of God that needed time with the Lord. In Luke, the 5th chapter and verse 16, it says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." You know yourself better than anyone else knows you, outside of God. And He knows you better than anyone. I think it would be well and good if during this upcoming year we took time, quiet time with God for restoration and help. Talk to you about when Elijah got in the cave after he had fled. And then it says here in this passage of Scripture, then the voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he replied, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." You ever feel like you're totally alone? You ever feel like, well, I'm a little discouraged today? I came in this morning and I was a little discouraged for a little bit. The Sunday school class that I was going to be a part of this morning had some difficulties, and some of the people that were supposed to be here weren't here. And so I was running around trying to find out what the lesson was about. Now, if you want to feel really helpless, you come to Sunday school and nothing's happening. And what is happening is panic. I need a little quiet time with the Lord. You know what? Wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was. Lord said to me, "What are you doing here?" "Well, Lord, we've got this difficult situation." But you see, God is never far away when you come to a difficult situation. God is always there. The Lord said to him again, "Go back the way you came. Go to the desert of Damascus, and when you get there," and he told him all of the things that he would need to do. God asked him twice what he was doing there. He repeated the same stories before. You ever think God gets tired of hearing our stories over and over again? "I'm the only one left." But our God is a miraculous God. He knows exactly what we need. God said to him, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord." But some really wild things happened before he went out there. Back in this 19th chapter of 1 Kings, it says, "Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind." You ever seen a windstorm like that? They had a terrible storm in Joplin a couple of years ago that really tore things up, but I don't think that it shattered the rocks and tore the mountain apart. "But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord wasn't in the earthquake." How many of you have ever been in an earthquake? Several of you have. That's not a fun place to be, is it? You'd rather be someplace else. You might hear the Lord asking you, "What am I doing here?" Or, "What are you doing here?" "And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper." Aren't you glad for the quiet times with the Lord? when all of the craziness has gone on all around you. May not be that the wind tears the rocks or that there's a tremendous hot fire or that there's an earthquake. But God wasn't in any of those things. He was in the gentle whisper. I like it when God whispers and gives directions. I've already told you about being up on top of a mountain in Albania, and the road was not good and the vehicle was not good. And I looked down the side of a mountain. It looked like it was 1,000 feet straight down. I said, Lord, what am I doing here? And then I realized that he had spoken in a quiet voice and said, I brought you here. And I can keep you and protect you. You know what I said as soon as he said that? Well, Lord, I'm in your hands because I can't get out of here by myself. I think Elijah felt some of those things. I think he needed a quiet time with God. And when God asks us what we're doing here, do we have the answer? Does God give us the ready answer? He gave Elijah his answer. Go back the way you've come. And I think sometimes we who have been Christians for a while and some who are new Christians get discouraged. And God's saying, go back to where you started. Remember the blessing. Remember the power that I exerted when I saved you and you asked me to come into your heart. Oh, I, as a boy of 7 years old, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I've never forgotten the day. And there's times when I just need to go back down the same road I've traveled and experience God in a fresh and a new way in a quiet place. Elijah, what are you doing here? And God says to me, Don, what are you doing here? And then he gives the encouragement in the quiet time we spend with him to take up the cross, to follow him. Jesus faced the 40 days of temptation because he'd been in a quiet place with the Lord. The scripture tells us that I read to you in Luke, the 5th chapter, that he found a quiet place away and prayed and spent time with God. What's my recommendation for 2014? Find you a quiet place. Get away with the Lord. Read his word. And allow him to give you direction. You can't go wrong. Now, I'm not the guarantor of it, the fact that it can't go wrong. God is. I'm repeating from his word what he's telling you about your life and your days in this upcoming year. God bless you. Let's stand together. As we look toward this new year, it's my prayer that you would pray in that quiet place with God and allow him to lead you in this new year. Stella, would you dismiss us with a word of prayer?